episode 3312, The Shortest Note.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to a brand new week. Can you believe it? It's already Monday again. Where has time gone? And if you're here in the United States of America, you might be enjoying a day off because it is President's Day. Well, take a deep breath. Because regardless of where you are, it is time to focus on your leadership, your goals as to where you're headed. Where is your mind anyway? The shortest note. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath because, wow, there is so much happening right now at Create Your Now. We literally have our website under construction. So if for some reason you happen to go there and you're like, it's not working, or you get an error page and it's like you don't remember seeing that, please be patient. We've got some work that's going to be happening the next couple weeks. So I appreciate your patience because with work comes brand new things, and that means opportunity for you. Yes, we're going to be opening up the doors to AIM. I was hoping to have it done by Valentine's Day, but you know what? Life happens. And as you can tell, I'm a little congested. I'm actually feeling better, but you know, sometimes it just sounds different. So I want you to really think about where you are in the season of life that you're in. Because life is full of constant noise and endless distractions, and it truly can rain on your parade every day. And if that's what's happening, how can you rise above all the things? Remember, busyness doesn't get you to the next level. The shortest note is long enough. Yeah, I want you to sit on that one for a minute. The shortest note is long enough. Because you and I both know we live in a world filled with countless interruptions. I mean, come on. You can attempt to blame it on the dinner dishes and dogs, but we know it's just not all about them, even though it is all about them. But you know what I mean. How can you lessen the load to do what matters? You've got to look at the season that you're in. You've got to say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish. How do I make it happen? How do I show up for my family? How do I show up in my job? How do I show up if you are a podcaster, right? How do you show up as a podcaster? Maybe you're on a TV show. Maybe you're an author. Maybe you're opening up a brand new brick and mortar store. How incredible is that? But with a lot of work, right, comes a lot of to-dos. And sometimes we get so caught up in our long to-do list. We think they have to be as long as Santa Claus's list. And in all honesty, it doesn't have to be that way. But I still believe that a lot of us are living our life like we have to have this busy badge of honor. And when we talk to people, it's like, oh, and you know what I've found myself saying? There's never a perfect time to lose weight. There's never a perfect time to clean your house. There's never a perfect time to write a book. There's never a perfect time to start a business. There's never a perfect time to get married. There's never a perfect time, fill in the blank. There's never a perfect time. You have to make time in the season that you're in. And right now, I have so many irons in the fire, some that I can control and others I can't. Doors that are swinging wide open that you know, oh my gosh, it's like you walk through. And I just pray, Lord, if I'm not supposed to go through that door any further, you're going to slam it in my face. The hard thing is he just keeps opening up wider and wider and wider. I'm like, okay, this isn't fair because I can't decipher. And so you do your best to discern. But at some point, you have to say, okay, how can I lessen the load to do what matters? What matters in this season? Yes, if the doors open, okay, great. Is it pertinent to the season that you're in? Fabulous. Keep walking through it. How can you see beyond your busyness? You know, that busy badge of honor might look good on Smokey the Bear. Yeah, remember him? The forest fire dude? Yeah, he's adorable. Loved him when I was growing up. I don't know what it was, but I thought he was a really cool bear. And I remember going up to Yellowstone National Park with my grandparents, and I got to see all the advertisements. And back then, that was like a big thing, right? Smokey the Bear. I was like, can we see him? I know he wasn't for real, but you know, back in the day I was little. But it's one of those things, right? You just kind of get into your own rhythms. And pretty soon those own rhythms become this busy badge of honor. And you're like, I got to keep doing this. I got to keep going. I got to keep going. At some point, how do you see beyond your busyness? How do you see what you really need to see? How can you live your dreams without burying yourself first? Think about that one for a minute. Because a lot of us, if we're stuck in the busyness mode, then burying yourself is coming next. It's called burning the candles at both ends. And I know I was very good at that. And sometimes nowadays I am too. But I've gotten a lot better, I must say. And now I do it with reserve. I know where I need to put a flame out in order to ignite another flame and make it hotter. And then I need to lessen that flame and make another flame hotter. So I do a lot of give and take. It's called flexibility and adaptability. But some people can't do that, and that's fine. I am flexible in that regard. That is a power source for me. But for you, maybe you're like, I can't. I just have to keep my rhythm. Then you need to look at how you can live out your dreams. How can you reach your goals without burying yourself first? Because you don't want to make yourself so sick that literally you need medical intervention. I mean, what has life come to? Life is worth more than you getting sick because you have to have this busy badge of honor. My friend, less is more. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Less is more. But for whatever reason, we're just hanging out that more is more. And the more we do, oh man, we can do even more, and then we can do more. I get it that technology is allowing us to connect faster, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're connecting deeper. And there is a difference. You want to be able to reach the level that you're supposed to go in life, and that requires you to go deeper, not necessarily faster. Less is more. So think about your life right now. What are you doing right now that really matters to you? What season are you in right now? Are you about to be an empty nester? Are you having your first baby or maybe your second? Maybe you're like, oh no, Christiane, really? I am getting married at the age of 38, my first marriage, and I'm so excited. And we want to start a family immediately. Where are you in your season of life right now? What do you have in front of you that just seems like, gosh, if you could just wipe the slate clean, what are the top three things that you see right now? And then I want you to look at how can you see beyond what you're doing right now? Not wiping the slate clean, what you're actually doing. Like, what does your schedule look like today? Maybe you have the day off. That's great. Some people don't. Like my kiddos, they don't get the day off. My daughter's doing clinicals. My other daughter's doing clinicals. I've got my son in school. I've got my husband working in the clinic. I've got my son working. Yeah, we're all working. My other son's at school. They don't have President's Day off. And I'm working. But that doesn't mean that we can't see beyond what we are doing, right? We are looking at our season of life that we're in and we're saying, okay, our actions have to match that season. And most of us are not seeing that season because we can't see beyond the busyness. We just got the yes list. Yes, 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 yes. What if you said no? What if the first thing out of your mouth was, no, let me think about that. No, let me pray about that. No, I'll get back with you. Not right now. We've got to attempt to put a pause so we can actually claim the clause for a cause. And that's the season of life that you're in. Less is more. So what does it look like in real life to apply this? Number one, embrace simplicity. You know it. It's the kiss, right? The keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions. It's the kisses. We talk about this all the time. You've got to get back to simplicity. Simplify your life. declutter it. Maybe it's decluttering your house. Maybe you have so many things. You know what? I'm traveling right now, and so I'm recording on the road. I'm actually in a hotel room right now. And the interesting thing is when I was packing, I was going through my shoes because I have a few events that I need to go to. So I needed different shoes, not just tennis shoes, but I needed some dress shoes. And then I needed some fancier shoes, but not real fancy shoes. So I needed some heels, kind of more like boots, and then some tennis shoes, and then just hanging out around the hotel room. Well, in looking at that, I realized half of your shoes really don't fit you anymore. And it's not because I've gained weight. It's just because, well, I'm over half a century and my body's changed a little bit. And you know what? The size of shoes that I have, well, it doesn't like the size of my foot. So why am I penalizing my feet? So I'm like, I guess I get to clear my closet. So first I'm going to start with my girls and then I'm donating. Unless I've got some great girlfriends who want some great shoes. But that's decluttering your space. Man, I cannot imagine what it'll be like to clear out half of my shoes. Now, I don't have a lot of shoes. There are some women that have like 300 pairs. I have a friend who has literally, I think she had over 325 pairs of shoes. She told me this directly. And I was like, could you show me a picture? She did. I was amazed. Her closet was like for shoes. And I was like, okay, I won't ever be like that. So I don't have that many shoes, but still clearing out half of them. When you clear out the stuff that doesn't help you in your everyday, wow, it just breaks your mind free and allows you to think differently. Let go of the material things that aren't working for you. Let go of the CRAP that's holding you back. Right? Sometimes we sit here and go, oh, I'm going to hang on to this because I know in a year or so, I'm going to come back to it. Really? Did you come back to it in a year? If you haven't, donate, get rid of, change it. And you can apply that to your work, to your career, to your relationships. I mean, all of it. Embrace simplicity. Why overcomplicate things if we don't have to? I mean, because ultimately, you want to have that peace. Because even though it's going to be chaotic at times, right? You're going to have seasons of chaos. And it's not because it's a bad thing. It's just because it's the season that you're in. That's kind of where I'm at right now. There's a lot of moving parts. And I do not know how I'm going to get all the moving parts to continue to move. But I'm literally taking it one step at a time. And you know what I say? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And that's what I'm doing. But I also have to look at the simplicity of what I'm doing. I don't want to overcomplicate it. Less is more. Number two, subtract what doesn't work. You don't need to do this stuff just because you think you should or you think someone else thinks you should, right? That's that expectation of like, man, my husband probably thinks I need to do this. What if you're in a season that you really don't need to do this? Or you have an older child that can do it, right? You pass the chores down. It's amazing. When my kids were young, I had to do everything. But as they got older, oh, wait, delegation. It's a real thing, even in the family. Subtract what doesn't work. What have you said yes to for the last 10 years that maybe in this season you need permission to say, I can't do these other five right now. I can do these five, but I can't do these five. That's okay. I remember we had moved recently, not real recently. This was a couple moves ago. I know. I've told you I've moved a ton of times. We moved to a new state, and of course, we were searching for a new church home. And I was one who was very involved, have always been very involved in our church. But at this season in my life, God said, this is not your time. You're here to be fed. And I was like, oh, no. I can't not be involved. Like, no, that's not who I am. And he's like, no, you don't understand. You need to come and your soul needs to be fed. You don't need to worry about anything else. And so I was like, okay. And I gave it to him. Subtract what doesn't work. At that season of my life, I wasn't supposed to be doing all the volunteer work that I was doing at previous churches. And initially, oh yeah, it broke my heart. It tore me up from the inside out because I thought I was less than. I was like, how can you be telling me that this is not my season to be working? Maybe you're like that at your child's school. You're yes to everything. But maybe your marriage needs more focus and you need more time at home. Subtract what doesn't work for the season that you're in. And finally, number three, know your non-negotiables. What matters most to you? This means come HE double hockey sticks, right? Or high water, whatever it is. What do you need in this season? What do you have to do? What do you get to do by choice? And if you only could name three things, what would they be? But understand this, the non-negotiables do not count your responsibilities. So yes, mom, you can't count the kids. Sorry. They're your responsibility, so they're not a non-negotiable. I mean, they are a non-negotiable, but that's not part of your top three, okay? All your responsibilities, like you got to pay the bills. Okay, yeah. You got to take care of the kids, right? Maybe you got to clean the house once in a while, and you got to do laundry, right? Dishes. Okay, that's responsibility. I'm talking about your non-negotiables. Top three. What would they be? Maybe if you're looking at doing that brick and mortar store, right? You're opening up a clinic. You're opening up, maybe it's a boutique. That sounds beautiful, by the way. Maybe I need a boutique. Okay, we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, what if you were opening up a brand new boutique? That takes a lot of work. Well, if you're volunteering at the school, if you're doing activities with your kids with dance and football, and now we're in the season of what? We've got track and golf and tennis. Basketball is slowly going to be coming to an end, right? For some places, you've got softball and baseball about to start. Spring training's already started. And if you're on a traveling team, oh my goodness. And then let's type in there all about what? You got cheer and dance, right? If you're helping your kids and you have more than one, even if you only have one, your list is going to get long really fast. So you may have to say, whoa, during this season, I got to remember number two, subtract what doesn't work. And then I got to know what my non-negotiable is, which is back to the boutique. I love my kiddos, but I can't be with them and open up a boutique, right? I'm spending some time right now with some movie filmmakers and authors. And let me tell you, my head is spinning. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a movie or two. We'll leave that one definitely for another episode. But we are going to have some incredible people on here very soon. And one of the gals who you know I love dearly, Karen Kingsbury, she is amazing. They have a brand new movie coming out, Someone Like You, April 2nd. Mark your calendars. It's going to be one you do not want to miss. I'm serious. Like, mark it now so you're going to be there. You can actually go see it in the movie theaters, okay? I'm going, I've already previewed the movie. Yes, I was one of the first. So, woohoo! I'm so grateful, though. And I got to tell you, it is truly life-changing as to how they did it. And just everything about the movie. So, mark your calendar, April 2nd. But in telling you this, right, her non-negotiable right now is getting her movie out, is marketing her movie. If she wanted to open a boutique, it's probably not a good idea for her. Why? Because she's premiering her own film, right? She's a number one New York Times bestselling author. She's written over 70 books, right? Millions and millions of copies sold, right? She's a Christian fiction author. And now she has her own movie production and she has her own movie coming out. I mean, it's just incredible. But she may not be able to go and have a boutique at the same time. Her non-negotiable is marketing her movie, not opening the boutique. See what I mean by that? So what is it for you? You've got to know your non-negotiables. Three of them, the top three. The rest, if it doesn't fit in the top three, then it's no. Your answer to everything is no. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to be living everybody else's life and not your own. And in fact, that's what most of the time happens. And where are all the dreams? They're buried 6 feet under because no one has had the opportunity to live them out. Less is more. Remember, living a fulfilling life, a life that's vibrant and joyous, it doesn't have to be complicated or overwhelming. My friend, the shortest note is long enough. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.